The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
This morning we're going to look at Philippians chapter 4. We're going to look at Philippians chapter 4. We're going to read 11 through 13. And Paul here is writing to the church of Philippi. And he is going to give them some wisdom that we need to hear today at the start of a new year. At the start of a new year. He starts talking to them here, and we're going to start at midway through verse 11. He says, I have learned to be content whatever the circumstance. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. So, the key verse that we look at too, but verse 12 here, Paul says, I have learned the secret of being content in every situation. Now, I know you're all excited about that because we all want to know a secret. Somebody got something that's a secret, we naturally want to find out what it is. So what is Paul's secret? Well, first of all, let's look at where this was written from. Paul is sitting in prison when he's writing this letter to the church. And he says that I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was sitting in prison, I don't think I would be content. But Paul says in every situation he's found and has the ability to be content. Paul was content because he saw things around him. He saw life from God's point of view. He saw life as he looked at things from an eternal life, not just the physical world that we were living in. Paul was looking at eternity when he was talking about the secret. He was looking at the eternity. And the secret that he found is verse 13. Now, I know this is a very familiar verse. We all say it. In fact, lots of ball teams and stuff will put it on their jerseys. They'll Philippians 4:13. They'll write it on there. And we proclaim it in life. That I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And we can claim that verse for any and everything. But Paul was talking about in every situation, God gives him strength to be content. God gives him strength to be content in the good times and in the bad times. Because if you got to rely on Brother Wade's strength, you in a bad way. If I have to rely on my ability to make it through life, I'm in a bad way. Paul says we got to rely on Christ. He helps us in every situation. He allows us to have the strength to make it through the good times and even the bad times. Paul focused on what God wanted him to do. Paul was focusing on eternal life, not just worldly life. And he was grateful for what God had given him. In every situation he found himself, he was grateful for what he had because it was a gift from God. In fact, in 1 Timothy 6, verses 6 and 7, Paul tells Timothy, he says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought into this world, we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it. We didn't have anything when we were born. And when you die, nothing's going with you. So Paul was telling Timothy the same thing. He said, be content with what you have. Matthew 6, 19 through 21, Jesus says, don't store up treasures on earth. He goes on to say, he says, because rust and moths and thieves, and they're going to take it away. It's not going to last. He says, don't store up treasures on earth, but store them up in heaven. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if we're focusing on worldly items, if we're focusing on what we can get from this world, then that's where our heart's going to be. That's where we're going to be concentrating on. That's where we're going to put our effort into. You can't help it. You can't help but do that. So Jesus tells us, store up treasures in heaven. Your children, teach them about Jesus. Your grandchildren, teach them about Jesus. Pray for your loved ones. Tell people, tell your neighbors and your co-workers that Jesus loves them. That's storing up treasures in heaven. I did a funeral yesterday, and a daughter got to see her mama for a long time. Her mama probably took her to the feet of Jesus and said, come, let me show you Jesus. They stored up treasures in heaven because that is what it lasts. That is what lasts. Listen, life is hard enough with just you and I. Okay? Because we look around and we see the world and we get distracted. Jesus tells us that in Matthew 16, 24, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That means that we have to take our eyes off the worldly things and focus on Jesus. We have to focus on what he wants. We have to focus on eternity. That's what Paul said the secret was. And you and I, we can't do that on ourselves. We got to rely on God to help us. Because listen, I'm going to tell you right now, you look around and there's a lot of things this world offers that are appealing. There really are. Sin is fun. If it wasn't fun, people wouldn't do it. So this world offers things that are appealing, that are fun. And we have to focus on Christ if we want to overcome that. But the bad thing is, it's not just overcoming our own personal selfish nature. We also have the devil out there trying to trip us up. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Satan's out there trying to set traps. Satan's out there trying to trip us up. And it says, be careful for the sin that easily entangles. It's easy to fall into things. And one of Satan's greatest tools is the oldest trick in the book. Literally the oldest trick in the book. You go back to Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 through 6 and Satan comes up to Eve. Adam and Eve are walking around in the garden. Can you imagine the garden? The prettiest thing God ever created as far as earth goes. Now, I've seen some pretty places, y'all. I love going to the mountains in Colorado. They're beautiful, beautiful places. I have played golf on some golf courses that are immaculate, just gorgeous. That you just say, is there anything prettier? Well, the Garden of Eden was prettier. Can you just imagine all the trees, the waterfalls, the ponds, the rivers, everything that God created for us. And Adam and Eve are walking around there, and the devil comes up to Eve. And he says, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? Eve says, no, we can eat from any trees in the garden, but not from the tree that's in the middle. We're not even supposed to touch that one. If we touch that one, God says that we'll die. Satan says, no, it can't be that bad. You're not going to die. I mean, you're just going to know things like God knows them. You're not going to die. It's not that bad. And so Eve went and she took a look at that tree. And she saw that the fruit on that tree was good. And she saw that it was pleasing, the scripture says, pleasing to her eye. And she took, and she ate, and she gave it to Adam to eat. See, the oldest trick in the book is for Satan to say, forget what God's given you, and look at what you don't have. You see, look at our lives right now. Whether they're plenty or we're in want, look at what God's given you. He's blessed each and every one of us with so much. And yet Satan's out there saying, but look at what's over there. But look at what they have. Look at what you don't have. And we get distracted. We take our eyes off of what God has blessed us with, the family, the job. We get to where we're never satisfied. Well, contentment is being satisfied. And Paul says the secret of contentment is that you rely on God to help you be satisfied. Because you can't be satisfied on your own. You won't be. I won't be. People all around the world are looking for things to make their life satisfied. Your neighbors, some of your family members, maybe even you, you're out there looking for things to satisfy your life, to make you content. And the only thing that will satisfy you is Jesus Christ. That's it. Looking at Him, focusing on how He wants us to live. Focusing on eternal things. Heavenly things. Because life is short. Life is short. You don't know what your tomorrow holds. You don't even know if you'll have a tomorrow. So the question is, are you focused on Jesus? Are you satisfied? Are we putting Him first? Matthew 6:33 says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you as well. All the things of the world that you need, not that you want, but that you need, God's going to provide. But the key is seeking Him first. And that was what Paul said the secret was. Seek Him, rely on His strength, and you will be content in life. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You so much for loving us. Lord, we thank You for what You've given us, the things that You've provided in life. And Lord, I pray that we would focus on them, and we'd say thank You for blessing us. That we would focus on You, that we would focus on eternal life, eternal value, that we would store up treasures in heaven. Lord, if there's somebody here today that needs to make a decision, I pray that today would be the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ, or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.